Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Piris. Sri Lanka came up with a sterling performance in chasing a huge target of 278 in the second one-day international concluded yesterday at the Harare Sports Club. Put into bat, Zimbabwe did very well to make 277 runs, a challenging target in any form in the white ball series. The top scorer though, Ben Curran, 79. And of course, Sikandar Raza, a superb 59. He was fantastic, unbeaten, and he looks a player of some class. And Clive Madande, the wicketkeeper, made a superb 36. From a Sri Lankan bowling perspective, it was Chamira who took 3 for 52. Asita Fernando came up with a bang in his second spell. Even though he was expensive, he took 2 for 67. But then comes the miracle. It is none other than that fantastic batter in Pathum Nisanka, who stitched the run chase with a superb 122, ably supported by Charit Asalanka, the captain, who made 71. The 90-run partnership for the fourth wicket between Pathum Nisanka and Charit Asalanka made a world of difference, though. And Sri Lanka get to the target with 3 balls to spare. Very well played indeed, Sri Lanka. And they've won the series against Zimbabwe. But spare a thought, though, for the home team. Because Zimbabwe, despite the limited opportunities given in international cricket, are proving to be a great outfit, especially in the white ball series. So it was a wonderful game of cricket yesterday at Harare. Exciting. Almost took the game to the wire. And Sri Lanka will, of course, appreciate one fact that even though they did not play the fifth specialist bowler, both Charit Asalanka and Janet Lianage did well to concede only 47 runs. And they also did capture one wicket. And that was Janet Lianage who took that wicket. And what Sri Lanka will be pleased is that in the first one-day international, the part-time bowlers gave away 80 runs, so they really controlled it. Well played, Sri Lanka. And Sri Lanka did have just one change, though. As expected, Nishan Madushankar was not given an opportunity to play yesterday, but Nuwindu Fernando opened the batting with Pathum Nisanka. Excellent work by Sri Lanka, so congratulations. Games coming up tomorrow. Well, South Africa start their one-day series against England. The game is scheduled tomorrow to be played in England. And that will be a very interesting series as well. We also do have a tri-series that's now being played in United Arab Emirates. Pakistan are playing against Afghanistan in the second T20 game as well. And last but not the least, let me leave you with just a reminder that come day after tomorrow, the 3rd of September, Sri Lanka will play against Zimbabwe in the first T20, which will be very exciting. Play gets underway Sri Lanka time, approximately 5:30 in the evening. That's it from me and Lakit Piris this morning on cricket and our general sports news. Stay tuned. We'll listen to your favorites and mine on our podcast.